Blog Talk Radio.
Bro, you just dissed me for the final time. Bro, you just showed me disrespect. The only course of action left is to take us to the ring. This coming Monday night, we're gonna duke it out for keeper. And I will climb to the top rope and jump and kick you in the face.
Welcome to Marking Out in the Morning. It is approximately 10:15 p.m. on November 6th, meaning I'm about 11 hours and 15 minutes late. I am your host, The Audacity, and this is the first and only live daily morning call-in pro wrestling news and rumors podcast out there, coming to you live from Audacity Solutions Studios in Des Moines, Iowa. If you're checking this out live, 11 hours late, that's amazing. And also must mean that you know we go live on Periscope and Blog Talk Radio every weekday morning, generally around 9 a.m. Central Standard Time. But the life of a broadcast journalist is busy, and I didn't get a chance to do it this morning, so we're doing it now. If you want to interact with us during the show, you can tweet at us at heelzigler_com. You can jump in the Periscope room at heelzigler_com, or you can just call in and talk to me. 657-383-1786. None of that crap. We're going to have a pretty quick episode today since it's so friggin' late. We're going to talk about SmackDown last night. We will talk about we'll also talk about Seth Rollins being injured. Then we're going to have episode 30 of Tweet the Table, Rest of the Best. It's Friday, it's lazy, so that's what you get. Again, that's really all I think that I have for you. So if you haven't already watched SmackDown, but you actually want to watch SmackDown without knowing how it ends, then my first suggestion for you would be to listen to this warning. All right, so last night on Friday Night SmackDown, this won't go in order, but probably from least important to most important, Ryback got a pretty quick victory over King Barrett. Big surprise. Who cares? Natalya got a win over Tamina Snuka. Kind of a quick roll-up there towards the end. I would assume if they're not going to be on opposing teams at Survivor Series that Natalya will soon have a match with Naomi and then face Sasha one-on-one at the Survivor Series. The Usos came back. They faced the Ascension. You know, whatever. Ascension's not over. The Usos are fresh, so of course they went over. Alberto Del Rio had a non-title match to open the show against Neville. Pretty decent match. And ADR is using this new double stomp Tree of Woe corner finisher. I'm liking it. I am actually liking it. The Wyatt family, all four of them, faced the Primetime Players and the Lucha Dragons in a traditional Survivor Series elimination match. And big surprise, the big surprise is that they won. The Wyatt family, all four of them, complete shutout. And the main event was Dean Ambrose versus Kevin Owens. And the match was called the disqualification when Owens made it look as if Dean Ambrose had kicked him in the nuts, when in fact he did not. So that feud is not over. We'll see. Obviously the plan was to have them go for the IC title at Survivor Series, but if you haven't been living under a rock, you know that Seth Rollins is injured. He hurt his leg in kind of a messed up spot in Ireland. And now he's gone 6 to 9 months, which is just straight up heartbreaking for me. P.S. in the background at Survivor Series 90, in case you can hear any of that noise. So Seth Rollins out 6 to 9 months. We have a tournament now. I don't really know what direction they're going to go with it, honestly. What I hope happens at the tournament is the final match is Roman Reigns versus Dean Ambrose. One of them, I would prefer Roman Reigns, has the heel turn, joins the authority, wins the title. I hate saying that. Wins the title. Then, over the next 6 to 9 months, Seth Rollins gets jealous of Roman Reigns being the new guy, and then he turns face eventually. That's really honestly all I have to say about that. SmackDown was rather uneventful. There's not a whole lot going on yet, guys. I'm sorry that I don't have much more to say. But good news for you is that now I can get on with the Tweet the Table, Rest of the Best, Episode 30. If you're unfamiliar with what that is, it is one of my favorite parts of doing Marking Out in the Morning. I've incorporated the show into that. It may stay that way. We'll try it for a little bit. We'll see how the world turns. But basically, there's another podcast called The Spanish Announce Table. It is hosted by Captain Awesome and T-Mac. And one segment on that show is a segment they call Tweet the Table, in which any wrestling fans can tweet any thoughts or questions they may have about the current state of things in wrestling, and you put hashtag Tweet the Table on that tweet, and wouldn't you know it, they'll read about it on the podcast. And they don't have enough time for all of them on the podcast, so they throw some extras out here for us that we use on a segment called hashtag Tweet the Table. Again, this is episode number 30, included in today's episode of Breaking Out in the Morning, which did not come until evening time, for which I obviously apologize. Let me make a couple of adjustments here real quick. Make sure that's already there. Okay. And I'm going to have to take my headphones off here in just 1 second so you guys can hear everything that's going on. But give me 1 second to do that. Although I do fear that the internet connection in my house just went out. No, maybe not. All right. Well, here's what's going to happen. I'm going to flash up in the PlayStation app in the background because that's not helping with the Wi-Fi at all. And here we go. As soon as I can get the soundtrack to play, it's going to start in, like, seriously, a few seconds, guys. So let's come on, man. My Wi-Fi system, guys, is pretty terrible right now. Here, I can do it this way. Tweet the Table, number 30.
It's finally time for the most fun and interactive segment in wrestling radio. Hashtag Tweet the Table.
Chamberlain. Don't you dare be sour.
All right. It is time for Tweet the Table, Rest of the Best. I think this is episode, I don't know. What episode number is this?
A million.
Yeah, it's episode 1 million. Yeah.
That's what we're saying it is.
It's, yeah.
As far as you know.
I think some people might know different.
I think they're wrong.
I'm going to look it up right
That's
now.
That's their opinion.
I'm going to look it up right now.
Hey, it's our show. We can call it whatever episode
it's
we
episode
want.
Episode 79.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
I don't know. I don't know. So, tell them what Tweet the Table is.
Tweet the Table is a fun interactive game that you can join on Twitter by using the hashtag TweetTheTable, all one word. And you can share...
Sorry, all right, go ahead.
Any wrestling thought you have, whether that's WWE, TNA, Ring of Honor, WCW, ECW, New Japan.
WCW?
All Japan.
All Japan.
Legends of Wrestling.
Legends of Wrestling.
Anything, even about this show.
Heroes of Wrestling.
Heroes of Wrestling. Video games, WWE 2K16.
Yeah.
Anything that you
This
have,
is episode 30 of Tweet the Table, Rest of the Best.
Just like we said.
Yeah, just like we said.
Any wrestling thought you have about our show or wrestling thoughts in general, share it with us, and we will read it. At least one on our main show, the flagship.
The flagship. The mothership.
The mothership, Spanish Announce Table.
On SpanishAnnounceTable.net and
TrainingTopicsNetwork.com.
But this show right here
is the rest of the best,
the
which
rest of the best.
We will read every single one that we have received in the week of wrestling. As far as
there's
they know.
There's a few that are
Hey, as
nonsense.
Far as they know.
Yeah.
As far as they know.
Well, so, no, somebody's going to be like, what the fuck? Where's my thing where I said, that was cool? I try to leave out things like that. If somebody says, that was cool, hashtag tweet the table, I can't really remember that. But you guys get the idea. It's tweet the table, rest of the best, goes a little something like this. At WIR Canada says, I hate baseball. I'm whatevs when WWE sends teams belts, but it was pretty cool that they had custom KC side plates on it. Hashtag tweet the table. Yes. Oh, fries are done again. Every fucking week now. Well. Somebody's going off air. Jeez. And we're back. All right. I paused it. Went and fixed the damn radio station. Yeah, the WWE sent the custom championship belt to the Kansas City Royals when they won the World Series, and it did have those custom KC side plates. I like that he said, don't get champagne on the title.
Mm-hmm.
That was fun.
Yeah, you know, they do that every year.
They should make those that you could, like, order.
Yeah, you know, they do that every year.
Well, to everything, yeah.
Yeah, to every championship.
Right.
Golden State Warriors got one the year before. San Francisco Giants got one.
Yep.
But it's cool for us because it's the Royals.
The Royals, right.
You know, so, yeah, I liked it a lot.
Yeah, but they're neat. At Rio _...
I didn't see the belt, though, at the parade.
Oh, they probably didn't get it in time for the parade.
You don't think so?
Yeah.
Overnight it?
Yeah.
It was already made.
Yeah. Maybe they didn't, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, they didn't coordinate it.
I don't know. Maybe they hate wrestling.
If they hate wrestling, then I hate the Royals.
Right. Cock. Oh. Cock! Where have you been all my life? There we go. Jack Swagger looking fresh in that jacket. Same shirt from 2013, though. Hashtag tweeting the table. Hashtag tweet the table.
Yeah, you know, he hasn't had a new shirt since, so.
No, actually, he said tweeting the table.
He has a speech impediment.
At AA_WIR, Uso's back. Figured Rikishi and The Rock would come out as the last two on Roman Reigns' team. Hashtag tweet the table. Now, that would have been kind of cool.
That would have been amazing.
You know what I mean?
Just yeah.
The whole family.
Like Rikishi comes out and everyone's like, what? And then the, if you smell, you're like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
That would have.
At Theo75, Randy Orton hurt his little shoulder. Aw, poor baby. The pussy could not even lift a stripped down M16A3. Hashtag tweet the table. Hashtag fragile.
Two things. One, they're putting their bodies through a car wreck every night.
Right.
Two, I don't know what you're saying with the other thing. And three, he's not a pussy.
I think he's referring to that he went AWOL in the military.
That doesn't mean he's not tough.
At Real_cock. Cesaro is talented without a doubt, but he is a mid-carder for life. Hashtag tweet the table.
Here's my thing. And I again, remember the war that I got into heavy set with about becoming champ. And I would
do
put
the belt, I. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But by himself, he's not that good.
He's, well, okay.
No, he's not. He cannot cut a promo to save his
In
life.
In ring, absolutely amazing.
In ring, he is the best one in the world. But outside, he is, you know when he would have been amazing? You know when he would have been champion? Is during the New Generation era. When Bret Hart, Shawn Michaels.
Or before this current thing where the NXT stars have started coming up, when we were talking, it was Del Rio, Orton, and Cena, and that was like it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And when they were like, fuck it, let's try The Miz. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like, because they had nobody, like, he might have struck in a world championship. Look, Jack fucking Swagger
that's
has
true.
Two titles to his
that,
name.
That's true. Yeah,
right?
I agree. Yeah, those two eras would have served him best.
2011?
Yeah.
You
2010?
Know what I mean?
Yeah. That era,
yeah.
But he can't cut a promo, guys.
No. No, he's got the AJ Styles thing going on.
Oh, perfect analogy. Yep.
At Hallmark of Sweet, hashtag tweet the table. Thank you. That commercial was really fun. Oh, that thank you commercial was really fun. Well, thank you. Is that one where they do the...
Yeah, but they made a new one, and it was really good.
I didn't see it, I guess.
Yeah, good way to thank us for supporting their shitty-ass TV show.
Katie first.
Lady.
Naomi Usos. Always count on family. Hashtag tweet the table.
Can we eventually have the known relationships written into the storylines?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I think, not in a stupid, shitty way. Like,
right.
Like the ones that we have now. Can the Usos and Naomi, like, can Uso won? Or, you know what I mean? Like, and
well,
Naomi,
they did.
Can
they
acknowledge that?
They flirted with it a little bit because, remember, she was their manager.
Yeah.
But now she's doing the team bad thing. That's the thing that I don't get is, you know, the criticism of John Cena is his character is stale, right?
Right.
Well, besides him always wrestling for the title, how cool would it be to see him interject himself into what Nikki Bella's doing?
Right.
Hey, Nikki, stop with the...
Quit being a cunt.
Well, stop with the cheating against Charlotte.
Right. You can beat her.
Right. Well, you pick in Charlotte over me, and then we have something for 3 weeks.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, because then every sideways look
is
backstage, and she's like, what the fuck was that?
Right. Ric Flair and him are talking.
You know her pussy stinks, right?
Well, look, I mean, this is how easy it could be. He says, hey, Nikki, you need to cut it out with this whole cheating thing with Charlotte, right? The next week, we're in North Carolina something, right? And John Cena's backstage warming up for his match. Ric Flair comes back. Hey, champ, because we already know they're friends.
Right, yeah. Way to go, champ.
Yeah, hey, can't wait for your match. Charlotte walks in.
Yeah.
Charlotte and Cena start talking. Ric Flair says, hey, guys, I got to run.
I got to go get another drink.
Or, yeah, I, you know, Vince needs, or Triple H needs me in the back.
Yeah.
Nikki walks in.
Uh-huh, and then there's...
Hey, what are you doing with Charlotte?
Yeah.
And then
what are you doing with this whore?
Right. And you don't even have to go any more than that. Just, what are you doing? You know what I mean?
What are you doing with her?
Right.
And she's like, what does that mean?
Yeah.
Her.
And then, well, let's have a match tonight. Okay.
Yep.
Yep. And Cena just goes, Nikki, good luck.
Hey.
She's tough.
Yeah.
You know? And then he's still being stale Captain America.
Yeah.
But you have at least some type of intrigue to where the IWC and us go like, that could be cool.
I like
know?
It. Yeah.
God.
Doc. I can't believe I'm saying this. But I like JJ and Gable more than S-A-W-F-T, Swapped. Hashtag tweet the table. That's because Swapped is getting old down there.
Mm-hmm.
They're wasting an opportunity to bring those guys up.
Yes, they are.
At AA_WIR, every time I see a Suka, I see a female Tonka. Hashtag tweet the table. Now, I don't know if he's trying to say Tanaka or Tatanka.
Well, I think it's Tanaka because she's
Tanaka,
Japanese.
Right. Yeah. Well, but it wasn't fucking Tanaka.
I know what you mean.
When they dressed a Mexican up as a not Indian. All right.
Wasn't that an episode name?
Yeah. Yeah. At Phil White, 75.
Phil.
Hashtag tweet the table. Honestly. October 31st, 2000. This was released for home game systems.
Oh, man.
WCW. I'll even give you that.
WCW versus NWO.
WCW Backstage Assault.
Oh, fuck. I wouldn't have guessed that.
Cuck! God, I'm very excited for GFW Wrestling. Hashtag tweet the table.
Good for you.
You're the one.
Yeah.
At Rock _WIR. Oh, maybe I should read. Let me read this one first. At the Rebel Trucker says... Hashtag tweet the table. Why in the fuck Does everyone have such a hard-on for a Shield triple threat? Am I the only one that could give a fuck less?
I mean, it's going to be fun.
Yeah.
So, you know. Because I think the intrigue and fun would be to see if Dean Ambrose and Seth Rollins team together for a moment against Roman Reigns. You know what I mean?
At Rock underscore WIR says yes. Yes, you are, Josh. The WrestleMania 32 main event will be a Shield reunion / triple threat for the WWE title. Hashtag tweet the table.
Well, I like your idea. However, that's not a reunion if they're fighting each other.
Right. I'm telling you what's going to happen here. Survivor Series, Dean Ambrose costing Roman Reigns that title.
I think you're... No. I think he will turn, but it will be after the win.
And that's where you get... Ultimately, we're getting this Dean Ambrose heel turn on Roman.
Right, but...
But I think he addressed that. This happened, this cost you the title, this guy. This happened, this guy cost
right.
you the title.
This
guy cost you the title.
Right.
Why would he?
But I don't think that the Shield triple threat match will happen at WrestleMania because they need those guys to help other guys. If you're arguably of the five, if you were to rank the five biggest stars that are on the everyday roster,
yeah, those are three of them.
Three of them are in there.
Yeah, yeah.
So why would you take those three
put
and just
one
do
match.
One match?
Yeah.
So at WrestleMania, I don't think they're going to wrestle each other. That's why I think they'll do this Dean Ambrose turns on Roman Reigns after, and then you get the triple threat at a lesser pay-per-view, Royal Rumble.
And it depends on what we're saying. How many main events are there going to be? There's going to be like seven main events. I mean, let's be honest. One of them is going to be a Brock Lesnar match.
Yeah.
Taker's going to wrestle at that thing.
Triple H will wrestle.
So, I mean, yeah. All right. Cock. The pedigree is a curb stomp done with your dick. Hashtag tweet the table. That's true.
I'm
curb stomping him with my dick. That's all it is.
I never thought
that is
of
all
it
is. In fact, it's better.
Yeah.
Like, they can't use their hands to stop it.
Oh my
dick. God. Curb stomp.
That is awesome.
At the Iceman forever. I think the Survivor Series should go back to being all about 5-on-5 teams like it used to be. Hashtag tweet table. There's no reason. They give it lip service now. They're like, here's your one.
Yeah.
But there's no reason they can't. Go back to naming the teams, too. Remember they used to name the teams, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Now it's just like the team of blah, 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 blah.
Blah, 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 blah.
At Phil White 35.
Phil.
Hashtag tweet the table.
On this day.
November 3rd, 2008. On Raw. This man defeated Batista for the World Heavyweight Championship.
Edge.
Chris Jericho. Ah. Cock. I recommend you guys have a look at Triple H's favorite tweets. They are all odd. Hashtag tweet the table. Should do that now.
What do you mean they're all odd?
I don't know. Let's go back and look and see what Triple H is favoriting.
Okay.
At Hallmark of Swede. Hashtag tweet the table. Does this mean we'll get another KO Ryback match? Oh, is Kevin Owens going to face the Ryback again?
Hopefully not.
Yeah, it's going to happen. At HeelZiggler_com. Looks like Stardust versus Cesaro on opposite teams at Survivor Series, right? If so, who do you think will be the Stardust fourth? Hashtag tweet the table.
Miz. You know who'd be cool?
Hmm.
Just as a mystery opponent or mystery partner.
Oh, yeah, because Stardust has the Ascension. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
He could have three.
Uh-huh.
Are they going to do 4-on-4 at Survivor Series?
Maybe.
5-on-5?
You know who'd be a fun mystery?
Gold Dust.
No. Well, yeah, but even funner, Sandow.
Sandow.
Wouldn't that be fun?
Yeah, he comes out. Here we go. You're going to get Stardust and the Ascension. The Ascension. And on the opposite side's going to be Cesaro. So who's going to be on his team? Goldust is going to be on Cesaro's team. He'll show up as a surprise member. Right?
Sure.
Who else is on the teams? We're going to get some other storylines that have nothing to do with these, right?
Yeah.
So,
How do I check out?
You check out Triple H's profile page.
So I'm on there, and then click on likes?
I don't know. Maybe it's not easy to do on mobile. I don't know. Fuck it, man. At Phil White, 75.
Phil.
On this day. November 2nd, 1985.
Yeah, that's how you do it.
I'm just going to say this one. WWF The Wrestling Album was released. First album featuring music from wrestling. Look at that, man. 30 years ago. You know what else happened 30 years ago? Royals won a World Series. At Hallmark of Sweet. Hashtag tweet the table. Becky is so cool. Also, fuck you. Yeah, man. What's he mad about? Are they odd? Are you looking at them?
Yeah, one. He favorited one from... if I got this correct, one was he favorited a CM Punk tweet.
Ooh.
It says, eat, train, watch, Metamorphosis, which is the best grappling tournament in the world. Sleep, eat, train, watch UFC, repeat. Hi, Paul. And then his favorited. Now, that was 2014. But,
It's all work. At WI Arcata. Good to see New Zealand's All Blacks legend, Richie H. McCaw, get a shout-out from JBL at the booth. Hashtag All Black Everything. Hashtag Tweet the Table.
Hashtag McCaw!
At Real _ Cuck! If the New Day were white, they would have a full Survivor Series team. Hashtag Tweet the Table. Hashtag 3/5. Hashtag I am sorry. Yeah!
Yeah, that's very racist.
Very racist.
Man.
Woo. Woo.
Woo.
Woo. At Zach Guitar 13. Wyatt reminded me of the awful build to this match with Taker at Mania this year. This does nothing for me. I wish it did. Hashtag tweet the table.
I wish it did, boy.
I'm less interested in the match and just more interested that he gets to do the cool stuff now, you know.
Mm-hmm.
At Phil White 75.
Phil.
Hashtag tweet the table. October 30th. 2015, happy 42nd birthday to...
42nd birthday?
Mm-hmm.
I would say that would be male or female?
Male.
JBL.
Rated R Superstar Edge. Cuck! When it comes to Kane, I'm like his 2006 haircut. 50-50. Hashtag tweet the table. At WI Arcata. Holy shit. Jack Swagger is actually on Raw. And he wants to know what's going on with ADR and Zeb. You and me both, pal. Hashtag tweet the table.
You and me both.
You and me both. Word is they may be running with him naming it the Mex American title.
No, are you fucking serious, man?
Yep.
Get the fuck out of here.
Do we have an ADR Jack Swagger Survivor Series match where they're captaining teams?
No.
Because they talked about even getting Canada on board and yada yada. They're going to have this Mex-American
what?
Team.
What? Like what country?
Oh, it's that...
From that suckhole country that you call Canada!
Yeah.
From that suckhole country that you call Canada.
What that mean is?
America's hat.
What that mean is?
What that mean is?
At Phil White 75.
Phil.
Hashtag tweet the table.
Honestly.
October 30th, 2000. This show airs its final episode in syndication.
Thunder.
The original ECW.
Oh.
At double A _ WIR.
You know, no one ever talks about that. You know, we all remember the last Nitro.
Right.
What was the last Thunder?
Thunder.
You know what I mean, though?
Thunder.
You know what I always think of when I think...
Who wants to talk about Thunder?
You know what I always think of, though, when I think of Thunder?
Mm.
Like, I always remember squinting... And, like, why are... Like, because they always had it as, like, it was thundering. So they, like, turned off all the fucking lights and had, like... It was like an
Thunder.
ROH... It was like an ROH show. And, like, you could barely see who the fuck...
Yeah. Double A _ WIR. I am watching NXT. And I am liking me some Dasha Fuentes as a ring announcer. Hashtag tweet the table.
Mm-hmm. I like that other girl, too. Who did I have a crush on this morning?
I don't know that one lady.
I said this morning.
This morning. At WIRK. Oh, you just woke up. Yeah. At WIRK. Is it bad that I wasn't a Miz, or that I want a Miz Infinity scarf? Hashtag tweet the table.
Hey, man, it's 2015. Whatever you want.
Yeah, I don't know that you can pull off the Infinity
scarf. But you
scarf,
know what?
Bro.
If you want to have it, do it,
bro.
Man.
Bro.
Do whatever you want.
Bro. At GBL316. Hashtag tweet the table. Renee Young looked gorgeous on SmackDown, as always. And I had to lol at Bo Dallas. Oh, man, did Bo Dallas do a costume as Bo Dallas?
Yeah, he's a Boo. I'm Bo Dallas.
What an idiot. At HeelZiggler_com. With the possible additions of Cesaro and... Oh, by the way, have you seen the tweets from Adam Rose lately?
No, but I did see that he main evented main event and looked very...
So he's been having the bunny in the background of his pictures, and it's all black.
Ooh.
And remember, he's like, one said the party ends soon, and it's got the bunny way in the back, and it's all dressed in black. What if he went like Donnie Darko with the bunny?
That'd be cool.
Donnie Darko. It's not every day you get a Donnie Darko reference.
No, he doesn't. Right? Nope.
You ever see S. Darko? The, like, prequel sequel? That movie sucked. At HeelZiggler_com. That's really bad. With the possible additions of Cesaro and or Rollins. I couldn't ask for a better match to kick off Raw. Hashtag tweet table, hashtag KO versus DZ. Yeah, that was a good match.
It was.
Yeah. At Katie First.
Lady.
A 5-on-5 traditional Survivor Series before the show. Does this mean the other traditional matches will suck? Hashtag tweet the table. Yes. Cock. I want to reiterate that the cock is saying this. Not Captain Awesome. The Young Bucks are the best tag team in the world right now. Hashtag tweet the table. And they are cool.
I hate you, cock.
No!
I almost hate you right now.
I almost hate you. Dude. Look, they are...
Nerds!
They're just...
Nerds!
Anyway, Theo75! A couple 75ers in the... Phil White, 75, Phil, and Theo75. You guys know each other? Are you related?
Mm-hmm.
Are you the same guy? Same guy. Blew your fucking mind. Natty needs her own original theme and finisher to make her unique, or she'll be a 60-year-old bitter gay man in a few years. Hashtag tweet the table. Well, yeah. There you go. Brett's the disgruntled lesbian. She's going to be the bitter old gay man.
There you go.
No! You're talking about Natty like that! No! You're going to do the best family in wrestling history, the Hearts, with your dungeon, where my old man used to like to stretch people naked! At Balotosis X.
I liked how you went with that.
Yeah. Kofi just dry humped the top rope. Sigh. I love these guys. Hashtag, and I want that damn shirt. Hashtag, tweet the table.
Yeah, that was pretty risque, I thought.
Right?
I was like, really? Okay.
Kofi.
Good for you.
Kofi. Cock. Bo Dallas was my highlight of the week. Hashtag, tweet the table. All right, I got to go back and see this shit.
Yeah, it was good.
Bo Dallas.
Mm-hmm. It was like, well, I'm Bo. Because, you know, he's that high-pitched voice.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Hey, I'm Bo.
GBL316, hashtag tweet the table. Did New Day just call Sheamus Big Pasty on SmackDown? Lol. Roflamow.
I missed that one.
Big Pasty.
Not Big Pasty.
It works.
What up, Big Pasty?
Big Pasty. Hey, yo, Tim. Hey, W.R. Hey, yo,
Tim.
Hey, yo, Tim. At W.R. Canada, traditional Survivor Series match on Raw. That's cool. But isn't that the point of the pay-per-view? Hashtag tweet the table. Maybe it's to remind you why you like the pay-per-view.
Mm-hmm.
So you buy the network for
$9.99.
At @AA_WIR. I don't think Cesaro is ever going to stop swinging the Miz. Hashtag tweet the table.
God, that went on forever. And
yeah.
Can we? Okay. Can people?
Huh? People?
We just
named, I mean, yay for people. But
yay for people.
People?
But can we...
Can we...
People? Pick a point,
uh-huh.
And that's where we count.
Right. Yeah.
We can't do this. 1, 2, 3.
Yeah.
4, 6. 7, 8.
I could only count the 4.
Yeah, they get the first 4. Awesome.
4. And homework is sweet. Hashtag tweet the table. The Usos return to help Roman Reigns?
Roman.
I did not see that coming.
Roman.
Or did I? I don't think he did. At the Iceman forever, Tyler Breeze, a.k.a. Dolph Ziggler 2.0. Hashtag tweet the table.
Hashtag Miz 3.0. They're all the same fucking character.
Yep. At AA_WIR. Watching Hardcore TV 129. I want to send a letter to Beulah's box. Hashtag tweet the table. Beulah. Katie first.
Lady.
Well, Woods' return just got trumped by the Usos. Hashtag tweet the table.
Who's?
Woods. The unicorn.
Yeah, but he was gone a week. They were gone for months.
Yeah, yeah. Did Woods? New Day is just great.
Mm-hmm.
God, they're great.
Mm-hmm. And I liked how Rollins was like, no, okay, guys, stop.
Yeah.
And then they're like, is the man. Is.
And he's just like, he's yeah, just saying, yeah. No, stop.
All right, stop. Yeah. Stop, you asshole. Stop it, you know?
They're great. And I love how they were like, everything Survivor.
Mm-hmm.
Survivor.
Yeah.
And he's like, technically the last unicorn. But anyway. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Who's our favorite band?
Survivor. Yeah. What's our favorite? Destiny's Child.
Survivor.
They're great. At AA_WIR, toss Alberto Del Rio's finisher in the corner. Takes too long to do for me. Hashtag tweet the table.
His character development takes too long for me.
At Real_cuck. I heard Bray Wyatt ejaculates lightning now. Pretty cool. Hashtag tweet the table.
That's funny.
See, Cuck, that's when you're being cool.
Yeah, don't fucking don't mention those asshole those asshole blockers of T-Mac.
Yeah.
Fucking
blockers of T-Mac because somebody else said you were talking bad about them.
Which I was.
Well, but I mean,
and I said they're lame.
Yeah, lame.
They are.
Yeah. So lame they blocked you on Twitter.
God, what a... you zeros to society.
Nerds! At Phil White, 75.
Phil.
Hashtag tweet the table. October 29th, 2015. Happy 66th birthday.
Ricky Morton.
Mr. Wonderful Paul Orndorff.
Motherfucker still kicking.
Motherfucker. At Hallmark of Swede, hashtag tweet the table, unicorn stamped.
I like that you did it.
Yeah. Unicorn. They're great. They're so obnoxiously funny.
They're going to sell those fucking unicorn things.
I'm just going to, Oh, you can get a little foam unicorn.
Uh-huh. And then just put New Day on the black of the around your head, the headband. Just put New Day on that.
Unicorn horns. Uh-huh.
I heard they're going to start selling the selfie sticks, too, for Tyler Breeze.
Yes.
See? Ha, John Cena. Now we have 16 shirts, 15 are yours, but then we're going to get some other cool shit that we'll buy, like a selfie stick and unicorn headbands.
Cuck. We're not going to buy that. SmackDown was awesome.
I will.
You'll buy cock?
What?
What?
No, the unicorn and
the selfie
stick.
Oh, right,
I'll totally buy those.
Yeah, the selfie stick?
Uh-huh.
I don't want to admit it out loud to most people, but I kind of want to buy a selfie stick.
Fuck yeah.
You know what I mean?
When I was at the parade, there were so many fucking awesome photos taken with a selfie stick. I was like, my arm's not fucking long enough. I want you to see the 1,000 people behind me, you know?
Selfie!
I love selfies!
Everybody says that. Everyone's like, fuck two selfie sticks until somebody brings a selfie stick.
And everyone's like,
I can't believe I'm doing this.
Oh, man, this is so like, everyone smile.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Like, you can admit it. It's cool.
Can
like,
we look at it? Okay, cool, yeah.
Right. It's a passing fad. Someday we'll look back.
It's like Taylor Swift.
Well, like when we're like, oh, remember slap bracelets?
Yeah.
They'll look back on the 2010s and be like, remember selfie sticks?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
It's like Taylor Swift. You want to hate Taylor Swift.
You want to hate Taylor Swift.
But you really like
Swift.
Yeah.
You like it. At WIRCATA, final one. I can't remember the last time I've laughed so much in a span of 3 hours. Thank you, New Day. Hashtag tweet the table. What do you think, man?
again, if I, you know, if they're making us laugh, which they are, and they're not doing heel tactics, make them babyface.
Yeah, why not?
You know what I mean?
Yeah, fuck it.
Well, I mean,
no, but yeah, I get it.
Because what are they doing that's heel?
Yeah, they're not.
Well, I mean, the Ziggler thing.
Well,
they are,
but yeah.
But, yeah.
Yeah.
And, hey, there was another character that got over kind of doing that stuff, and his name was Eddie Guerrero. Lie,
yeah,
cheat,
true.
Steal.
Yeah, because they've still got to kind of, like, they still make fun of the crowds, cities, and stuff like that. And they say kind of jokes that are corny funny, and that only works when you're, like, being that goofy heel. You can't, because then you run the risk of John Cena when you're saying corny jokes and you're a face. Make sense?
Yeah.
So it's the problem is they've got to walk that line right now.
But remember Eddie Guerrero?
Yeah.
When he did the,
no reason they can't. You could book them in one feud as the heels and in another feud as the faces.
Yeah, but remember he would, you know, hit you in the head with the title.
Yeah.
Or he would go to hit you in the head with the title. And then he would throw you the belt and he'd lay down.
Yeah.
And then he'd be like, see? And then they get disqualified. And that's a heel tactic, but we all loved it.
We all loved it.
Do that with New Day then.
Steve Austin.
Yeah.
That's, I mean, they made him face when he was the bad guy.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, that's Tweet the Table, Rest of the Best, episode 30. 30. It's old. Like us.
This is a horrible one.
All right, give me a fun fact, T-Mac.
Louis Armstrong used to give away laxatives as presents. He said they made his defecation sound like applause.
All right, we'll be back next week, episode 31. Tweet the Table, Rest of the Best. Exclusively right here on HeelZiggler.
Right here?
.com.
Marking Out in the Morning is proud to be recorded in Des Moines, Iowa at Audacity Solutions Studios. You can check us out at HeelZiggler.com. Follow us on Twitter at HeelZiggler_com. The song you hear at the beginning of the show was recorded in Des Moines, Iowa by my friend Campbell D'Souza with recording studios of Phil Young. You likely also heard the song Part Sec by the artist Arma Puros, which I downloaded for free at NoiseTrade.com, the album Timelines, and got permission from Arma Puros on Twitter for that. I also downloaded the song you're hearing right now at NoiseTrade.com. It is by a band called Ampersand. The song is called Aurora Borealis. It's on their album Trial and Trial. Available for free at noisetrade.com. I haven't gotten permission for this yet, but I hope to do so in the future. I tweet them about it, so we'll see what happens. You may also hear a more aggressive song that will be ready set fire by a website called incompetech.com, where you can download stuff like that to use for your own good, royalty free. Marking Out in the Morning is here every morning, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. Central Standard Time. You can subscribe to our podcast at iTunes or Stitcher Distance for Audacity Solutions Podcast. And of course, you can listen live every day or listen to the entire archive at blogtalkradio.com/audacity solutions.